الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين اما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فادعوني استجب لكم وقال الله تعالى ان الدين عند الله الاسلام وقال الله تعالى قل ان كنتم يا ايها الذين امنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العلي العظيم. My dear brothers and sisters, for me, it's a matter of great pleasure that today we are talking from the place of Jor, where we have gathered, and alhamdulillah, brothers have come from many places. And they have been here for 3 days, and this is the place which is called Mari. It's a sightseeing place, and many people are coming here only to entertain and to have for sightseeing, and which all these matters are related to ghaflat. So, in such a place, if some work is done to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a great work. Because zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great ibadat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Do remember me and I shall keep you remembered. So, alhamdulillah, we have come here with this niyat, with this intention, that for such places of ghaflat, there should be some arrangement to promote zikr in such places. Alhamdulillah, brothers have been here for 3 days and they did not go for such activities which are against this work, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. And another thing which I have to mention is gathering for some very important work for learning of dini activities. Because if we are busy in our own work, our own worldly works, so we do not find time for remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to learn dini activities. So therefore, we had decided for arranging at least 4 jours, 4 gatherings in a year. Two of them are with the Khulafa of Hazrat Sufi Muhammad Iqbal Rahmahullah, and their place is decided at the time of Ijtima, when there is Ijtima. But we do have 2 more gatherings specially for our silsila, and in winter these are normally either in Lahore or in Faisalabad. But the summer gathering is there in Mari, where we are at this time. So here all the activities are arranged such that our brothers practically learn these things. And I want this also in places like you, that you are in Europe, there should be some activities that you should also gather and to meet each other for this purpose, and to learn farzain ilm, and also practically being with the such activities. So alhamdulillah, This gives us chance to know more about our Islam, because Islam is complete religion. There are ibadat, muamilat, muashrat, and akhlaq. There are some chances to learn about ibadat, but there are very less chances to learn about muamilat, which are very important. Because by doing ibadat, one can earn hasanat. But by doing not properly muamilat, we can lose our hasanat. To protect our hasanat, it is necessary to have good muamilat. What are good muamilat? These are clearly defined in our fiqh books, and we can learn from it. If someone want to learn it, so they can go to our website, tazkiyah.org. Because our group, our website, tazkiyah.org, has been designed for this purpose. And there are three important sections which are based on Hadith Jibreel. One is about aqaid, the other is about fiqh, and third is about tasawwuf. Because there were three questions. Mal iman, mal islam, and mal ihsan. The answer of mal iman was actually the description of aqaid, beliefs. And the answer of mal islam was actually amal of Islam. And the answer of mal ihsan was actually to get the kafiyat of ihsan. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. We have discussed this thing in great detail today in this jod, how to get kafiyat ihsan. If you want to learn from it, inshallah it will be available on the website, what has been told here. So you can learn from it. Because mainly the people are thinking that kafiyat ihsan is like a muraqabah. It's not like a muraqabah. By muraqabah, you think something as if it is done. But kafiyat ihsan is actually kafiyat, which a person gets, so then that is practically available to him. So it is only possible if we get nafsi mutmainna. What is nafsi mutmainna? It's the advanced stage of nafsi ammara, and it's only possible by going through all the 10 stations of suluk. Because if we go through all these 10 stations, then alhamdulillah we can get the last station, which is Muqam Raza, about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Ya ayyatun nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan marziyah, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. So raziyatan is our station, and marziyatan is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants this by His grace, that one can get His raza if we are razi from Him. So this, we can be only razi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if our wishes of nafs are controlled. If these are not beyond the control, so then we can get Muqami Raza. And by after getting Muqami Raza, we can get Kafiyat Ihsan. And going through this Kafiyat Ihsan, we can enter Kafiyat Huzuri. And this is all the time available with such a person. So if he has Maqam Huzuri, Kafiyat Huzuri, so in that case, he cannot do a sin. He cannot commit a sin. Because all the time he will be remembering as if I am before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he feels himself So then for him it is not possible to commit a sin. And it is, I think, from that hadith, Asari Sahabi, that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, so the best zikr is that which you stop, which stops you from sins. Because if a zikr cannot stop you from sins, it means it is only zikr of the tongue. And if it controls you from the sin, it is zikr of your qalb. And it controls nafs as well at that time. Kafiyat ihsan, kafiyat huzuri. So we should get that capability. This is very much important. That we should feel ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should feel responsible before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should think about mizan, that our hasanat will be measured with. And if these are more than sayyats, so then inshallah we shall be going to Jannah. So this thing, it should be before us. Just like I already told that, what is sir ilallah? Sir ilallah is only to reach tariq sahaba. Because from this only our dirty heart, soiled heart, and uncontrolled nafs, and misguided akal, so these things can stop us from that thing. So therefore, if we control these things, if our nafs becomes nafs mutmainna, and if our heart becomes cleaned by zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if our akal is seasoned because of fikr, so then after that, we shall be actually feeling the good things, and practically we shall be able to achieve these things. So in that case, we shall be able to act upon Sharia. So this is actually the best of Tariqah, best of Tariqat. Tariqat is nothing, but it is the procedure to get rid of evils of nafs, of heart, and of akal. So if it is possible for us, so then inshallah al-aziz, we shall be in position to get kafiyat ihsan, muqam huzuri, to get rid of sins, to be razi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I think it's very clearly clear example that the people who can do shukr, can have shukr, these are very less in number. People having sabr are more, but people having shukr are very less. Why? Even the condition of sabr is tough, and the condition of shukr is in better way. But we do not feel many people having shukr. Why? Because we do not actually feel ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we feel the worldly things more, and we feel that the other people are having more things with them, and we are having less. So therefore, we are not performing shukr, and we are not razi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we control these things, so actually we shall be then more razi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we shall be performing shukr as compared to the other things, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase ni'mat because of this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased to us, and we shall be in a good condition. And even in this life, we shall be getting itminan of qalb. And in that life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us his raza, and also the place of ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us. And now we start dua. So be with us, inshallah al-aziz. This bayan will be again played at 9:30 in the night. But at this time it was recorded because this was a good time for it. Our brother are sitting there, are also listening. And also you can listen it if you are available. وما علينا إلا البلاغ